In Oregon, timber holdings under 5,000 acres are often described as family forests, as opposed to the large commercial forest lands owned by timber giants such as Plum Creek and Weyerhaeuser. And while the big guys are concerned about the possibility of new rules mandating larger forested buffers along streams, it's the family foresters who are doing the most sweating.
This is Paradise Creek, and it drains the watershed here, about 12,000 acres.
I'm standing along a lush stream bank near Elkton in Douglas County. With me is Bill Arsenal. Bill and his wife Joan have owned this 277-acre parcel since 1971.
It's a large fish-bearing stream. We have just about everybody in here. Chinook, coho, steelhead, and then native cutthroat.
It's the prospect of rules requiring larger buffers alongside streams, what's called the riparian zone, that has small timberland owners such as Bill Arsenal worried. Arsenal says while relatively little of his property would be impacted by such a rule, there are family forest owners for whom as much as 25% of their land is already set aside for riparian protection.
So taking more property from us has real meaning. Society expects us to foot the whole bill. There's no compensation, even partial, for having taken our lands.
Wider buffers means leaving more valuable timber standing, and small timber owners say such a rule would hit them disproportionately hard. At a meeting of the Oregon Board of Forestry in April, Rick Barnes, a Roseburg-based forestry consultant who owns timberlands of his own, explained that's because family forests tend to be at lower elevations.
Our streams are, on the average, larger, have more fish-bearing streams as a percentage, and have a unique perspective and exposure to the riparian rules.
Barnes is also a member of the Committee for Family Forest Lands. That's a group set up by the Board of Forestry to advise it on issues related to family forests. Barnes cautioned the board in April against adding to the regulatory burden.
Family forest landowners already have significant challenges in making active management forests economically viable. Small forests that do not return an economic benefit are more likely to be converted to other uses and subject to fragmentation.
The thing is, salmon, steelhead, trout, and other fish need cold water to thrive. If logging removes the trees near a stream, the lack of shade can make that water warmer. Is that a problem in Oregon? Mary Skurlock says there's little doubt that it is.
Oregon has in hand very clear monitoring evidence that we are not protecting cold water streams from harvest-related stream warming in violation of the state's water quality criteria.
Skurlock represents the Oregon Stream Protection Coalition. That's a group of environmental and trade organizations that seek stricter logging rules to protect fish habitat. Skurlock points to a study conducted by the Oregon Department of Forestry that found many private forest lands logged according to current rules still exceeded temperature standards set to protect fish. As is often the case in environmental issues, the science is in dispute. Federal officials and environmentalists say there's a clear need to leave more trees standing to keep streams cooler for the fish. But the timber folks say the studies leave important questions unanswered. In part two of this story, we'll look at what the science does and doesn't say. Liam Moriarty, JPR News.